Opposition rises to new heights. The opposition rises to a fierce height. The servants of God are again perplexed, for it seems to them that they have brought the crisis. But conscience and the word of God assure them that their course is right. Their faith and courage rise with the emergency. Their testimony is Christ has conquered the powers of earth, and shall we be afraid of a world already conquered? No man can serve God without enlisting against himself the opposition of the hosts of darkness. Evil angels will assail him, alarmed that his influence is taking the prey from their hands. Evil men will seek to separate him from God by alluring temptations. When these do not succeed, power is employed to force the conscience. But so long as Jesus remains man's intercessor in the sanctuary above, the restraining influence of the Holy Spirit is felt by rulers and people. While many of our rulers are active agents of Satan, God also has his agents among the leading men of the nation. A few men will hold in check a powerful current of evil. The opposition of the enemies of truth will be restrained that the third angel's message may do its work. The final warning will arrest the attention of these leading men, and some will accept it and stand with the people of God during the time of trouble.